two things and two important things. Everyone had enough to survive, to make them wealthy, and more than that, they were satisfied. Now, even in our societies, now, even if we get enough, we are never satisfied. We want more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said to him, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And thy Lord will give you till you are content, till you are satisfied. And this is actually an address to every Muslim of us. Thy Lord will give you till you are satisfied. Our satisfaction as Muslims is not and will not be fulfilled on earth. It will be fulfilled in the other life. In Jannah, there we will be given and we will be given and we will be given till we are content. As you may recall, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, a man will be brought from the hellfire out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at him and asks him to wish. What do you wish for? Oh my Lord, just get me out of the hellfire. Just put me out of the hellfire. Now, to sum up the hadith, the man is brought out of the hellfire. He makes an oath not to ask for anything more. Then, after feeling the breezing coming from paradise, he just asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now to bring him closer to paradise. He's brought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, didn't you make an oath, a promise, not to ask for anything? Oh Allah, you are the most generous. Just bring me closer to heavens. And he's brought close to the door of heavens. Now, looking at heavens and at all the luxuries and the pleasures the believers are enjoying in heavens, he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preaching his promise, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get him just behind the door, just behind the door of heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at him and says, didn't you make a promise that you won't ask for anything more? Oh Allah, you're the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him in heavens and tells him, wish, and you will be given everything you wish for. And he wishes, and he wishes, and he wishes. Everything that he remembers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him, you forgot to wish for that. You forgot that wish. You forgot the other wish. Allah reminds him, and then after he's finished with all of his wishes, Allah tells him, you're going to get all that you wished for, and 10 times more than it. Isn't that enough? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Your Lord is going to give you and give you and give you till you are content. This is actually in Islam. The contentment and satisfaction of the Muslims are not to be fulfilled on this life, but on the other life. So Muslims at that time, at that early age, had two qualities. And these two qualities contributed to the establishment of the coherent society and the Islamic civilization. That is to say, charity and satisfaction. So the wealthy is going to do charity, yet the poor one has no greed to go and ask for more. And let me give you this example from Tariq Dimashq of Ibn Asakir, the history of Damascus, written by a great scholar, Ibn Asakir. It's a 80-volume book, The History of Damascus, during the glorious and golden ages of Islamic civilization. He narrates that there was a woman who inherited a plate made of copper, she thought. She went to sell it in the copper market. She sold it. The buyer, a merchant in the market, examined the plate and found out that it was made of gold, not of copper. He offered her a price of a golden plate. She refused. She said, I inherited this plate as copper, I sell it as copper. Tell me now, by Allah, I swear, who is going to refuse an amount of money given to him for free? Where are those
hearts who could feel enough, who could feel that what they want is not this life. What we want as Muslims is not on earth. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how could the hearts of those people be filled with contentment and satisfaction without them being true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is a civilization, and that is a civilized society. The buyer argued, he said, I'm not going to get it from you only after paying a price for a copper plate. She said, I'm not going to take a price of a golden plate. There was a dispute. They went to court. Raja ibn Haywa was the judge at the time. The case was so beautiful that he brought it in front of the Caliph, Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik. Now, the judgment, after both of them refused, the buyers said, I'm not going to pay but a price for a golden plate. And the woman said, I inherited this as copper, I only deserve price for a copper plate. The judge ruled that the buyer pays the price of a golden plate, she takes the price of a copper plate, and the rest goes to the public funds. Tell me, where could this contentment and satisfaction exist in any society, even in the Western world now, even in the most affluent society and wealthiest societies and most advanced societies nowadays in the West? They teach us here, the culture in the West here is that we can never have enough. We can never have enough. You work and work and work. No matter how wealthy you are, you should be under debt. And the greed in the hearts of people make them look for houses. You don't have a house, you must buy a house. Now you bought a house, you must work further and further and more in order to save money to buy a car. You bought a car and saved enough money to buy a car, now you need a summer house. You bought a summer house, now you need a boat. And every time they're telling you, you can buy that, we can give you a loan to buy that, and you pay so that for the rest of your life, you're a slave of the system. And you have the greed in your life, in your heart, wherever you go, you want to get more, you want to get more. And the temptations around you are just telling you, you have to get that, and you have to get the other, and you can't live without that. You see the difference now between the Islamic civilization in the past and how its goal was to establish contentment and satisfaction amongst the hearts of people.